There are widespread claims from the disability sector today that the rollout of the NDIS is being rushed. NDIS workers are now completing the annual plans for scheme participants in hours rather than weeks. Carers, advocates and service providers say many of the plans coming out of that process are substandard. Angela Lavoie-Pierre has this report.
Canberra man Frank Ross has been his sister Melinda's carer for 25 years. She has an intellectual disability, but has been missing out on services since May this year.
She's not getting basic services. She's not getting physiotherapy and podiatry, which she has every week to 2 weeks, and other services as well. So this is a complete mess up.
As part of the NDIS, a plan is drawn up for each participant, outlining what services they need and at what cost. It used to take weeks of face-to-face assessments, but now takes just 2.5 hours and is often conducted over the phone. Frank Ross and his sister are among the thousands of people who've sent back their NDIS plan, complaining it's woefully inadequate.
What they've done is they've piggybacked on the back of some other plan that was in their file and didn't even align it properly. You know, they didn't correct it properly. They've actually, we've been piggybacked on by mistake on some other file. It was like it came from the moon.
They asked for a review in May, and a month later, they're still waiting.
They've been snowed under by requests for reviews. They're totally short of staff. The operational staff are trying to do heroic things, but they can't cope with the complaints and the reviews.
Hugh Packard is the CEO of Valmar Support Services, a non-profit disability service provider in regional New South Wales and the ACT. The ACT is one of the NDIS trial sites, so he's witnessed every stage of the rollout.
It has been rushed. It wasn't rushed in its early stages while it was still seen as a trial or launch site. Once it's been launched into full scheme, which started from the 1st of July last year, then there's been an unholy rush.
Hugh Packard says government deadlines have put a lot of pressure on NDIS planners to pump out plans.
And you couldn't get a greater shift in emphasis than that, from planning taking weeks and multiple meetings to taking one brief meeting and then there's your plan, and that's what dictates your life for the next 12 months.
If a plan is wrong, there's a review process, but it takes 3 months. Hugh Packard says in some areas more than half of NDIS plans are being returned for review. He argues there's a simple solution.
Bring into the process the ability for people to have a 1 week or a 10-day review of their proposed plan and to enable tweaks, because often the issues can be easily fixed.
Mary Mallett is the CEO of the Disability Advocate Network Australia. She says rushed plans are a problem around the country, not just in New South Wales.
The advocates on the ground are seeing this problem happening exactly the same everywhere else. So the bilateral agreements really have the same kind of timescale and push to them.
It's those bilateral agreements between the states and the government that are behind the tight deadlines. The Productivity Commission has acknowledged the problem in a position paper released yesterday. It says the speed of the NDIS rollout is putting the scheme's success and financial sustainability at risk. But Mary Mallett explains it's not as simple as relaxing those deadlines.
If the deadlines are relaxed, that means that there are people who are due to come into the scheme who are sitting out there all around Australia without adequate support who will then have to wait. Now, some of these people have been waiting for years in some states, and to ask them to wait even longer would be a terrible thing to do.
That's Mary Mallett from the Disability Advocate Network of Australia, ending that report from Angela Lavoie-Pierre.